Okay, we have resolution 23-255, moved by Councilor Keckley, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKeller is hereby reconvened into regular open session of council at
6:34.
6:34 p.m. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. And respect and acknowledge the declaration. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit and work towards truth and reconciliation. Roll call once again.
Councillor Morley Haskell.
Councillor Nick Ryland.
Councillor Debbie Zulak.
Councillor Mike Hackenham.
Deputy Clerk Carly Britton.
Mayor David Moore. And resolution 23-256, moved by Councillor Keckinen, second by Councillor Haskin, be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held April 4th, 2023. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-257, moved by Councilor Keckman, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the minutes of the March 21st, 2023 regular meeting of Council as amended, and the minutes of the March 31st, 2023 special meeting of Council as circulated. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. To planning matters, 15.1, resolution 23-258, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Keckman. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby deem original road allowance between McKellar Concession 5, Park Lots 33 and 34, and RP 42R7404, Part 2, and Concession 4 and 5, Park Lots 33 and 34, RP 42R10940, Parts 1 and 2, surplus. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And 15.2, resolution 23-259, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Keckinen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the draft letter dated March 30th, 2023, to the Parry Sound Area Planning Board, stating the applicant of consent application number B34/2022. Has met all conditions outlined in resolution number 22-297 of August 9th, 2022, and further that council approves the signing of the letter and it being sent to the planning board. Discussion?
I don't know if it matters, but on number two, it says that the application has paid the fee.
Yeah.
I'll correct that. Applicant.
Friendly amendment, then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Committee and board minutes with recommendations for approval. Resolution 23-260, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Keckinen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the November 28th, 2022, January 30th, 2023, and February 27th, 2023 meetings of the Township of McKellar Public Library Board. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 23-261, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Keckinen. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the January 25th, 2023, and February 22nd, 2023 meetings of the Belvedere Heights Board of Management. Discussion?
There were a couple of things that were interesting, or there was, so 8.0 new business, page 2. So there seemed to be some appointments, and I know that Councillor Zulek had asked some of these questions when the Belvedere representatives were here regarding appointments. And it seems like the appointment of Don Carmichael expired on March 4th, 2023. And then in the February 22nd, 2003 meeting on page 2, 7.1, order and council appointment for Don Carmichael. It was reported that the Minister of Long-Term Care has signed Don Carmichael's reappointment, although the official document has not yet been received. It is not known whether appointment is for 1 year or 3 year.
Can we speak to that?
Yes, please.
Okay, since then, we've had a board meeting, and Don Carmichael has been reappointed, and it's a 3 year term.
Okay. And then on page 3 of the same minutes, it states that it was noted that a non-voting board of management members now have the right to vote at committee meetings.
Yes, and that was, they appointed Lynn Gregory, who was on the board. She was the chair previously, but they said that on, it was discussed in the committee that since they're putting forward, you know, their thoughts and, you know, information or whatever, anybody that's on the committee, that they would be allowed to vote. But then in the end, it still, it goes to the board, and they aren't allowed to, they're not, it's just on the committee that they're allowed to vote. And that was, everyone voted for that, so okay. That was okay. And there's also supposedly still thinking of another position there that could be filled by someone.
Right, not, like, there was...
that's not a...
Yes, it did mention something to contact... if someone wanted to join the... Okay, thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
So the question on that, on the committee, first of all, was the position for Lynn Gregory advertised?
No.
So anybody can go to these meetings. I don't know, can they go to the committee meetings too? Or not? Or are they all closed?
No, they're open.
But they're not advertised?
No, nothing's advertised.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, again, if they're looking for another member,
how
those members get word?
Because they had put another name forward, and they were holding off on that, because I was actually thinking there was a few people in the color that might be interested in getting on one of these committees.
So that's how it's being done?
Yeah.
The committee members decided?
Yeah, the committee members decided.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
I know, not very good, and I'll bring that up at the next committee meeting.
Well, the unfortunate thing that happens, there's always a potential, I guess.
Yeah.
That it becomes a very close-knit group.
That's what it is, because why Lynn Gregory was appointed to it, because she was part of the process before.
And then so. If it gets back to the board, are decisions already made? That's the question people have.
Well, not supposed to be,
no.
But...
Okay.
Yeah, that's a concern, whereas if you had... members of the public who have concerns about how decisions are being made and is a member on these committees, then you're going to have a wider discussion and a broader perspective of anything that's being discussed. It does indicate that these meetings are taking place via Zoom.
Yeah.
So then that would be good if the Zoom link was made available to the public, so if anyone wanted to participate, that they can...
Yeah, I will... bring that up, And just to go back to the province rep.
Yeah.
Who is Don Carmichael, right? That's my train of thought. Oh, okay, I'll come to me.
Well, that position is usually advertised.
That's
as well.
Right. Thanks, David. That position was always advertised in the past. And there was no, I questioned that, and they said they don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, because in the past, it was advertised, and people could apply.
Well, there is a website, actually, you can go to for public appointments of all the different jobs in the government, different boards, committees you can sit on. So I don't know why it wouldn't be advertised there like it used to be.
Yeah, I don't know. And my concern, which I brought up, was when Mr. Carmichael resigned from McKellar, and the mayor, Comrie, from Whitestone, he took that position, he representing the three municipalities, Whitestone, McMurrish, and McKellar. And Mr. Carmichael stayed on. Apparently, he was the province rep. And then he just got reappointed again. So,
he when he was representing the municipalities, he was appointed by the municipalities, but he was the province rep also at that time.
No. He was representing the municipalities, and then he resigned. So George Comrie took his position representing the municipalities, but he stayed on as the provincial rep. And I'm not quite sure how that happened.
Right.
And then now he's been appointed and that was for just 1 year, and now he's been appointed for 3 years.
Right.
And there's another provincial rep also that's on the Belvedere board.
So when he was the municipal rep, he wasn't the provincial rep?
No.
Also. So some point in time?
Yes.
So that's what you're trying to find out, is when that provincial rep appointment took place?
Mm-hmm.
Have to be approved by the minister?
Logical? It's an order, in council goes through, but I don't know. There's a lot of things, like I say, that they don't advertise, apparently. And before, when I was on the board, it was put out to the public, and the board interviewed people.
How many people on the board? Just a cast.
Eight.
Okay. Is it in here in the middle?
Is it?
Front page.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five, and then there's the two. Six.
I think Barrysound has two.
Yeah, Barrysound has two. Six or seven.
Any further discussion on that?
Is there just one provincial?
No, there's two. The other
provincial.
The other is Cheryl Ward.
Okay.
I believe her previous role was in the West Barrysound Health Center.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed. Carried. Resolution 23-262, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the March 23rd, 2023 meeting of the Township of McKellar Recreation Committee. Discussion?
All I can say is we had Terry Lacey show up. He was one of the new ones appointed. And there was some confusion. We thought at the time, it's like, well, we appointed two Terrys. Are you like, was there a mix-up? We left that meeting thinking there was really only one Terry, but for some reason there's two applications. That's the way we kind of left the meeting, just a little bit confused. But the confusion all left today when the other Terry sent me an email saying, okay, I was away, I'm ready to start attending. So we do have two Terry fellows joining the committee. So...
Well,
we were a little confused at the meeting at the time. We thought,
but they both applied. I mean,
they both everything's good. It's just I think the committee, including myself, were a little confused, thinking, oh, well, you accidentally put in two applications with different last names.
Not usual that people would forget their last name. Yeah.
Anyways, it's good, and the committee, well, it's not report times, but the minutes to me look okay.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Staff reports. 17.1, resolution 23-263, moved by Councillor Ryden, second by Councillor Haskell. Be it resolved, the Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the opening results for RFP number PW2023-03, the washroom renovation, and further that the RFP not be awarded at this time. Discussion?
In my version of the resolution says 2023-09, but
I'm just double checking that.
Okay, but it does say on here 03, so
yeah.
As long as we get the right one, it's all that matters, but
it's 03.
It's 03, okay. You said 09 when you read it, is that because?
No, I said 03.
No, sorry, you did, yes, that's what I meant. Talk about confusing, okay.
Any further discussion on that? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And I have resolution 23-264, moved by Councillor Ryman, second by Councillor Haskell. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received report T-2023-4. Council remuneration and expenses for the year 2022 from the Treasurer Roshan Cantia for information purposes. Discussion?
Can you tell me what you just read about the report number? I think you said 2023-4.
Right.
But the staff report says 5. I'm beginning to think I was losing my mind. Like.
That's good. Keen ear, that's good.
Well, not really. I got really bad hearing, but yeah, that's because it says already. There you go. Okay, now I get it. Okay.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 23-265, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the February/March Public Works Report from the Director of Operations, Greg Gostick, for information purposes. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to correspondence for consideration. Resolution 23-266, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the March 2023 Chief Administrative Officer Report from the District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board for information purposes. Discussion?
Well, yeah, some of these numbers are almost staggering. Oh. The man that is out there, and I think growing fast too.
Yeah, well, like I said earlier, that's the government knew what it was doing when it divvied up who's going to pay for what. Like our EMS is getting quite high, our contribution, and the same with DSAP. And so it's, I know it's a difficult environment, certainly.
It's a staggering amount of information, actually. But
yeah, it's. Good
information. I like it. I mean, I like the way it's formatted, but it isn't a quick read. So,
not happy stuff.
No.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. notice. Motion and notice of motion. 20.1. Resolution 23-267, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve of interested council members attending the Parry Sound District Municipal Association spring meeting on Friday, May the 5th, 2023, in Sprucedale, with all applicable expenses to be paid by the township. Discussion? I think our representative, Councillor Zulak, has the agenda now.
No.
Oh!
No.
We have to meet the early bird.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Early bird deadline, what is it? Is it 17? Or, not
yeah,
sure.
17. I was kind of wanting to know what was on the menu.
No.
And is it actually a Sprucedale Community Center, or is it going to be Sprucedale Hotel?
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
I don't know if it's still open, the hotel.
It's not.
Yeah, it did close down, did it?
It did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh. No, I don't. I'll try and find out again tomorrow, but I can't seem to get anywhere.
Well, I guess we're in a situation that Carly would have to know to submit the... They need the money before then, so...
Mm-hmm.
How many would be interested in going? And certainly I'm in a situation where, as I've said before, too, if you have a couple of people go to bring back information, that satisfies me. I don't think it's necessary that we all go, but I'll leave that up to individual counselors. It's not an expensive meeting, certainly, at $30 a pop, but, and then mileage, I guess.
I'll be gone.
I was going to say, I was going to go, too, but...
Well, I'm going.
Well, it's got a lot of helpful, a lot of good information, and
yeah.
Mike can report back.
And like you say, it's
you're just going for the food, right?
Oh, right.
You don't even know what
it's There's always the newest council members that have never been there before.
Oh, that should be good. Yeah, that's for a good experience.
Sure. So, as soon as I find out if everybody's going to put their name in now. But as soon as I find out, I'll let you all know what's on there.
And then something always comes up. I know we've always made sure that to know no more than two go together because it could constitute a meeting kind of thing. But have I not been reading in the reports that it doesn't necessarily constitute a meeting if...
If you're not furthering the business of council, you're
just
there for information. So
you just got to watch your conversation. So I'm just thinking, in case, why you take more vehicles when we could travel together.
It's true.
Yeah.
And
if it matters, I'll drive. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. But anyhow.
The amount that we have budgeted for council members' conferences in the upcoming year is $1,500. So... if it's five council members, and so works out to about $300 per council member per year. So
okay.
Just to
so we can take $800 off the budget.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just regarding upcoming conferences such as AMO or FONOM that's taken into consideration.
Okay. Further discussion, I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Community Safety Zone Support Resolution. Resolution 23-268, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Whereas the previous term of council passed resolutions in 2020 in support of a community safety zone designation along Highway 124 within the village of McKellar, and whereas steps have been taken by residents in the village to fulfill requirements set by the Ministry of Transportation, MTO, to designate Highway 124 within the village of McKellar a community safety zone, and whereas the village of McKellar has an active community center that hosts programming and events for vulnerable groups, seniors, children, persons with disabilities, and whereas the village has amenities, including a post office, outdoor arena, retail businesses, and multiple school bus stops that raise concerns of vehicles traveling at excessive speeds through the village, and whereas persistent concerns related to excessive speed and other traffic-related offenses expose an inherent risk to these vulnerable groups, Now therefore be it resolved, the Council of Portage Township of McKellar hereby continue to support Highway 124 within the village of McKellar, 630 Highway 124 to the 50 kilometer speed sign near number 758 Highway 124, being designated as a community safety zone. Discussion? Councilor Kevin?
So there's been an addition to the...
And that was the recommendation of Deanna Jackson to have where the community safety zone would be, and those are the ER numbers she provided me with.
Okay. And sometimes when there's a resolution like this, goes on to say and further that this be forwarded to, you know, the local detachment of OPP and the MTO. I don't know if that should be on here as well. And
well, I'm just wondering. She seems to be heading this up. Okay. She'll be doing that. She's collecting them, I think.
Okay.
So she'll be forwarding and from different people.
Okay.
So yeah, should we give her a copy of that?
So we really don't want to do it in isolation. I don't think it should go with the package, maybe.
Well, yeah, it just doesn't
I know what you're saying.
It doesn't say here who is coordinating
or
collecting this information, so.
Yeah, I would like to see it record that on the resolution that we've done that and provided it to Deanna if that's what we think, and that she'll handle it in whatever way she sees fit. But right, and hopefully forwarding it to, I'm not even sure myself, but.
Well, that's the thing. It's the MTO. She's the one coordinating an MTO and OPP, I think.
We're just giving this
support. I personally think it's fine that we're doing what she's asked.
Okay.
And she'll get it and send it on.
Okay.
She's asked for different sources. I think even the market manager has submitted one. The church has submitted one.
Okay.
And if I can recall, the church one too is just giving their views on what they think of the community safety zone. And they're not sending it to anybody in particular.
Okay.
But I also worked with Deanna Jackson as well for the wording of the resolution, and she saw it previously and was happy with it.
Okay. And it looks like the library, according to their minutes,
mm-hmm.
are putting together a support resolution as well.
Do you know, is there a deadline she's trying to meet or wanting all letters by?
As soon as possible. She has a task list of what she needs to complete to send to MTO, so she's going to incorporate a package together and then send it to the ministry, so she's working on it.
Okay, because the Recreation Committee passed a motion that we would submit a letter also, which... We didn't decide who's going to draft it, so I'll get on that then one way or the other. I was hoping to actually get maybe even get individual signatures of everybody on the committee, thinking that maybe it has maybe a little more oomph than just a letter that's tossed in the corner, but we'll see if we got time for that or not.
There's also the petition in the library and the municipal office as well that people can come in and sign.
Okay. Okay.
And I hope Director of Operations is looking into this 50-kilometer sign, and that's what this is based on. The 630 is down around Fire Route 152, I think, that general area, or actually below that, I think probably down around the marina, because that's, again, where it's our hope that that's where the 50 would start, somewhere below that hill. And I'm thinking, I don't know what he's talked to the MTO about recently, but as an example... of what has been done in the past up in Magnetowan, as you travel 520 east into the village of Magnetowan, there's a 50-kilometer sign approximately a kilometer out. And not saying anybody obeys it, but that's where it's situated. So for their concern, and I just measured here too, we're a little over a kilometer down around to the marina or Tate's Island. So it's not unprecedented that we ask for that distance. And I also checked the other, I didn't get the actual measurement, but I think it's even further. As you go into Orville on 518, the 60 zone runs for more than 1 kilometer. I'm sure it must be a couple.
Okay.
And then it goes down to a 50, I think, as you get closer to the village itself. So it's not unprecedented on provincial highways that it can be set that far down. And I think we should be pushing for that, that the further the better. That helps people turning at 152 and also at Spring Hill Road and the driveways along there. So, and I'm just not sure whether... director is pushing for that, or whether he's just going to let them decide. And I think we have a resolution already, so I'm not sure we need any more information. But
Greg will provide the results of the data, share the data with council.
Well, the data, yes, I would think.
Because I'd like to see it, that's for sure, and I think it would be quite shocking to people, given what he told us at our last meeting about the speeds of some vehicles, at least going through here. And clearly that supports it. I mean, this is a good thing to do, I don't agree with that, but I mean, that is much more compelling. Right? People going more than 100 through the village is just insane. Right? But
he's working on collecting 2 full weeks of data, so once he has that compiled, then we can probably bring it to council for the next council meeting on the 18th. And then we'll also be sharing that data with Deanna to pass on to the ministry.
With due respect, does Greg have the technical skills to analyze the data?
There's a software program that collects the data. I'm not sure how it's manipulated and to what it comes out is in like a spreadsheet or whatnot, but I can take a look and see. He did receive training on the course for the sign, okay. So okay. I'm sure
I'm not
talked about that.
Criticizing, I'm just asking. So,
yeah. Okay. Any further discussion on that? Call the question. All those in favor? Not bold, scared. The FANOM conference of resolution 23-269, moved by Councillor Ryden, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Councillor Haskett, sorry. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the following persons to attend the pertinent sections or sessions of the Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities 2023 AGM conference hosted by the Town of Parry Sound from May the 8th to the 10th, 2023, with all applicable expenses to be paid by the Township. And the name we have listed in the resolution is Clerk Administrator Ina Watkinson, and her name was on from before when this motion was defeated because we didn't have the agenda yet. And I'm still not sure if we have an agenda. We do?
No.
No.
the agenda has not been confirmed as of yet.
And yet, they have a cutoff too for early bird, right?
Correct, and that's April 7th.
Mm-hmm. April 7th.
And what's the cost?
The full delegate package by April 7th is $400.
Yeah.
After April 7th, it's $440.
So, again, we need to discuss the budget that we have allocated for these conferences, because even looking at the staff one, administration, the amount allocated for 2023 is $2,000 total, and we maybe need to, at the next budget meeting, have a tally from the treasurer of what has been committed to at this point in time in costs, or you know what has been scheduled for conferences so far, and what that cost is currently.
I'm thinking there was only 2 so far. Is that right? That for conferences, 2 people that are going for different conferences
for staff.
Yeah.
Yep. So Greg's going to Good Roads.
Yeah.
I'm going to AMCTO and the conference, and then I'm also going to our Zone 7 spring meeting.
Okay.
But the roads budget for conferences is separate than administration.
No, it'd be good to know how much is that to be allocated. Well, we haven't passed the budget yet, but what's being suggested and what's been allocated, spent, and you know, moving ahead to what's expected, what are the future conferences are there that I might want to go to.
But this is for you have to submit it by April 7th, correct?
Well, what you do is you say, what, $20, $30, I guess?
$40 difference.
$40 difference, so coming in early.
Well, I'm not in favor of it at all. Anyways, it's too much, I think. And it's early in the year.
Especially without knowing what they're covering, right? I mean,
yeah.
This is just...
I do think that we should send a letter to FANOM and requesting that they post the video recording of the FANOM conferences on their website. They used to in the past. I looked there today, and there was nothing posted. You know, the amount of information that they provide seemed very limited. Basically, what I could find easily was just media releases, short media releases. I think that, you know, if they're an organization that is representing Northeastern Ontario, that there should be a little bit more information available, including the, and I believe they do videotape them, and I thought I had seen that in the past, that that's
made
available.
On YouTube?
That's it was on their FONOM website.
Yeah, but...
Yes, they did used to videotape the conferences. And I guess one of the concerns they have, probably they can't have confirmation of certain ministers showing up, but still you could put it up as invited, because that's quite often in programs that are sent out. And it does seem, now I know it's not until May, but a month out, I think you should be able to know at least a general idea of how it's going to be organized and who might show up. But, and the other, the positive in this one, of course, is that it is local. You're not looking at accommodation. You're not looking at mileage too much. And I think that's the plus of somebody going locally. But, again, we have to look at what are the benefits.
Well, when I'm looking at this, like, there is no agenda. So we're paying for 2 breakfasts, 3 lunches, 4 breaks, a trade show. Welcome reception, a trade show, a delegate kit. Doesn't include the banquet ticket. You know, I just think that's, there might be something later that would be more beneficial.
Well, the difference that I already mentioned, AIMS is coming up usually in August, I think, and that'll be at some other location. And FUNOM is sort of a branch of. AIML's the big umbrella, FONOM's a branch of AIML. However, I think the argument was that FONOM is for Northern Ontario in particular, which is more, you know, what we'd be interested in than the large Association of Municipalities of Ontario. But, well, right now we have the resolution sitting with the clerk administrator's name on it, so I need some direction.
Fine for me. I actually, if it's a vote on, I'm going to vote for it because I think, yes, it is held right here in Parry Sound. I believe Ina lives very close, so we'll probably have almost nothing in mileage and no stayovers and everything. I think to rub shoulders a little bit with certain individuals will help. Just like, I don't know, we were at the Saki Center. I don't know if Mike was with me or not, but we met a fellow, maybe Northern Development Mines, and I think now he's actually, Rojan's dealing with him on getting the grant for next door here, and we had a good conversation with him, you know, let him know where we're from, McKellar and everything, and you know what, something like that can help, I believe, and so I think the $400, in this case, if it was somewhere else, it'd probably be $1,000, let's face it, stay a couple of nights and meals and everything. So I think in this case, because it is right here, I'm going to lean toward a yes on this.
The question is, too, that's just one name. So mm-hmm. if other people are interested...
Well, I'm hoping nobody else puts it. That's if it's one person.
Oh, I see.
No, if we start getting more than that.
Yeah.
So she would report back to council then?
I would hope so.
I would not be opposed to deferring until we actually see an agenda and determine if there's a... what on there we want to have full reports back on, and that, you know, it's made clear that we want to FONOM to know that they, you know, the if they record them still, video record them, that there's a link on their website, you know.
Yeah, and I'm not happy that we don't have an agenda, because I think that's pretty important to see what's going to be discussed, because could be a lot of good information, we don't know it. But I'm fine if we want to defer it and wait for the agenda package. It would cost about another $40 to wait and get that information, and I might whistle a different tone at that time, who knows. But I'd be fine with deferring, if that's what council rather did.
Yeah, I'd be fine with deferral too. So.
Defer?
Yeah.
Call on the vote on deferral. All those in favor of deferring? Good. Defer to this. Oops. You're going to mess that up. It's just a response.
Yeah.
On to staff reporting from Township Department Heads, Resolution 23-270, moved by Councilor Haskins, seconded by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar instruct the Clerk Administrator to prepare slash collect monthly and annual reports to Council, setting forth the activities of the municipality during the preceding month slash year, and prepare the reports as requested by Council. Monthly reports presented at the first regular meeting of Council each month to include: number one, report from the Director of Operations stating the activities and projects undertaken during the previous month and the schedule for the current month. Two, report from the Treasurer stating total dollars spent to date and amount remaining in individual departments. Three, report from the Bylaw Enforcement Officer stating activities to date, location of complaints, remedial action taken, follow-up action. Four, report from the Fire Chief. Five, an update on all outstanding legal and planning matters. And six, any other reports as requested by Council. And further, be it resolved that the Clerk Administrator be instructed to prepare a list of unfinished business, including associated dates and resolution numbers for reference purposes, for each regular meeting of Council to be added to each agenda. Discussion? Councilor Haskins.
Yeah, I just have a little concern. Overall, I like it, but there's just one thing. Would these reports be public information? They'd be on the open agenda for everybody to look at, including the bylaw?
Depending on the report, we've had reports in the past that were presented and closed. And
yeah, it would depend on what okay. the information is.
Yeah, so the only if I'm just thinking whether we need a legal opinion or not, I don't know. Somebody may know the answer, but when you start naming the location of a complaint, I don't know if we should be doing that, because that's almost like putting it out there that this person is guilty of something, because the neighbor that doesn't like them complained about maybe noise at their location or something, and all of a sudden their name and address is in some report.
Our previous bylaw did in his reports. That's what we're lacking from our present bylaw enforcement officer. I don't know whether they were just sent to Council, whether it went public. You're right, there's always that concern. But it's a matter of knowing where some of the problem areas are. And I guess the question is, and all of this too, if it's just for Council, that's fine. But that if we have to take further action, we have to know. In particular, we can't just accept that, there were five complaints.
And I agree totally.
That has to be more detailed.
We as a Council need to know, because that could determine in any future rental discussions. You know, that's a big one, but I'm just a little worried that if it comes out in our agenda and somebody's reading on there, wow, there's my name and address, and I wasn't even doing anything on the back, you know.
It does say reports to Council, so then we'd have to determine whether it be public or not.
Yeah, I'm just, it concerns me because this happened, there was a complaint, it was right in Broadbent about, it was, I think it was noise or whatever, and...
And you've moved since?
Yes, I did. And there was people there said there was no way that it should have been complained about. You know, there was noise there, but on a weekend in the summer in this township, you got to expect there's going to be some noise. You know, somebody's out playing a guitar and singing, and somebody is jealous because they weren't invited, phones bylaw, and... I'm just concerned about
the music.
Not the right kind of music, but no, I'm just bringing it up. I like it all, but it's just that worries me a little bit.
So it indicates that the clerk administrator is responsible for obtaining these reports, and I believe they're the in charge of the Freedom of Information and Privacy Act for the municipality, so they would have to use discernment on what is private and what is public information.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Currently, the bylaw enforcement officer does provide the clerk a more detailed report, including addresses and names of complaints, and if he's charged or what action's being taken, so maybe that report can just be forwarded to Council.
Hmm. That's good to know. Some of these reports we're getting already. Fire Chief is doing it on his own. Mm-hmm. And for the Treasurer, that'll be a little extra work, but it'd be nice to know for us to have a running view of the budget as the year goes along. And the director of operations, we got one just in tonight's package out of the blue, which is good. So whether you got wind of this or what happened, but and of course I think there are two, maybe a little more detail as we go along on these reports rather than just yeah, I was at work today and did such and such. And I know this is always a concern because you have working administration and very good at actually getting the job done, but to sit down and put pen to paper and record everything they're doing, that's a concern because it does cut into their day and what they accomplish. So it's all a question, I guess, of council being kept informed. And I think these the clerk's memos are an excellent idea. What's been happening there?
Yeah,
that keeps us right up to date.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank Councillor Kekkonen for reminding that was done previously, and then for Carly for producing them.
Mm-hmm.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
So this is nothing really new. Actually, much of this is taken from other townships what they're requesting, and I guess so. We're not plagiarizing. Archipelago in particular was the one that had very similar resolution to this. I would think, too, like you say, with the privacy there, update on all outstanding legal and planning matters, that might be something, too, that would have to be a closed session with the legal matters in particular. So. But again, I think if it's filtered through the clerk administrator, that's an excellent idea.
Staff can use their discretion as to whether it's on the open or closed agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And the unfinished business, I think that's important too, because it's if you don't see it on there, of course, then you tend to forget, and other things come up, and you deal with the immediate, and then you tend to forget what happened and what should we be following up on. Now, administration's doing an excellent job. Carly's doing really well. They're trying to record all of these and bringing issues back to us so that we resolve them. There's still a couple we have to go back to. And an odd time, we get a solicitor commenting, this file is open, and what do you want me to do with it? Keep asking for more money, or do you want me to close the file? So it's nice for us to keep up to date on and how far back it goes. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To Town Pearson, Pearson Mega School Resolution, Resolution 23-271. Moved by Councillor Robbins, second by Councillor Haskin. Whereas the West Prairie Sound community continues to have concerns regarding the undersizing of the new mega school, whereas the incorporation of portables or pods into the design heightens these concerns, and whereas parity for students across the school district in addition to population growth are factors that should be utilized when determining school sizes, whereas schools are an integral part of supporting more growth in the province's priority to build more homes, whereas the August 2022 Smart Prosperity Institute's report projects a need for 1.5 million homes across the province over the next 10 years, 3,200 of which will be required in the Prairie Sound District, whereas parity in terms of space per student and spending per student should be equitable for all students across the Near North School District, whereas, for example, the existing high school and the schools in Nobel and McDougall have a total of 5 gymnasiums, including 4 standard and 1 full-size gymnasium, whereas the new mega school is planned to have only 1 gymnasium. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby support Town of Prairie Sound Resolution Number 2023-014, requesting the Board to provide an analysis comparing space per capita and spending per capita for students in West Prairie Sound and North Bay, that the Board consider refurbishing the McDougall School for grades JK to 6, that the new mega school be used for grades 7 to 12, that a progress report is provided by the School Board monthly, that copies of this resolution be sent to the Minister of Education, Stephen Lecce, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Steve Clark, Premier Doug Ford, MPP Graydon Smith, Heads of Council of the Municipalities of the Archipelago, Carling, McDougall, Prairie Sound, Seguin, and Whitestone, and the Near North District School Board. Discussion?
I couldn't agree more.
Yes, I like it. I like going for it. And I think it's a good idea. I think McDougall School, with that school and the amount of property they have there, it would seem to make sense to me. But so, yeah, overall, I like the motion.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation because they've already demolished, I guess, part of the school now and brought things in closer together. I think it's the library that, I haven't been to the site, but just from what I've heard, and I'm not sure about the cafeteria. It's all over in that area, and they're being moved around, I guess, even now. So, and I don't know what the time frame is on it either, but it looks like they're moving ahead with the without these resolutions, and there's a concern. Certainly, I had a concern right back when they first had the meetings, and they talked about a K-12 school, because those, I mentioned at the time, those usually crop up in the areas where there isn't much money, but people are relatively poorly off. We don't have the population, although they're arguing that the population's increasing regularly here. Generally, they show up, and it's not something that I thought Perry Sound should be associated with. I mean, you usually have your elementary schools and maybe middle school and then a high school, and they have accommodated in the sense that they're okay with 7 to 12, and that's working right now, I guess. I don't know to what degree of success. And maybe, you know, what they're, keep McDougal. I keep thinking of what happened with Isabella School, and that school was condemned, I don't know, I've lost track, about 20, 30 years ago. It's still operating, and people are doing quite well there, and set up businesses, and it was closed long ago by the Board of Education. So there could be a future for McDougal School. I'm not sure what Nobel, and it could be refurbished. I'm not sure what cost, but again, we're in a situation like we are, I think, with the Recreation and Cultural Center. This is done through the Board of Education, and the province, and the funding. And if the funding's already been allocated and it's already behind schedule by I don't know how many years, can they change their trajectory, what they're trying to do right now? I guess there's always hope held out that they can change the plan. I think one of the big problems they're having is getting, you know, the ear of the board. And there are new representatives on the board right now, I think, in the last election. But they still seem to be going ahead with the same plan, the program. And the resolution refers to that, just as we found. It's the representation, I guess, and the money that goes into it. North Bay obviously has the larger representation. This is we found on the health unit, too, when it was put together. We have one representative for all of Westbury Sound, and yet North Bay has three or four on the board, at least. That's just the way it's set up through assessments, I guess. So they have some legitimate concerns. Whether they're being listened to, I don't know. I suppose a letter of support can't hurt. But any other concerns, discussions? Call the question then. All those in favor? And opposed? Carried. On to public notices and announcements, inquiries, and reports by council members. Anybody attending committee meetings, board meetings? Councilor Haskell?
Yeah, I went to a couple of meetings. Anyway, Perry Sound Area Planning Board, Dave, you were at it also. Good news is that our Jameson application and our Diamond application both were approved at the Perry Sound Area Board level. So on they go, which is good news. And they seem to have the same concerns that I think our council had. So I think we're kind of all on the same level there. 150th, we have a couple of events coming up in short order. April 15th, we have the live history shows here, but in lunches and dinners, and then the firefighter appreciation dinner on April 29th, which I believe is sold out. So both those items will go forward and with success by the looks of it. And then I had the rec meeting, and you've seen the minutes from that meeting, so everything's going good there as far as I'm aware. So yeah, that's my report.
Okay, thank you. I can check that off my list.
Right on.
Planning board, not the recreation.
Yeah.
Other committees, boards?
I haven't been to any committee meetings since the last meeting, but I will say I went to the movie presentation next door last Friday.
For the Mallorys?
Yeah, the Mallorys, and that was just exceptional. It really was. Very intriguing, and you know, to talk to somebody that's climbed Everest or a whole family that has is absolutely remarkable. It really is. So thoroughly enjoyed it. And for the first time ever in that room, and I'm wearing hearing aids all the time, but I mean, the sound was actually good in there, and I was trying to figure out why I could hear everything, right? And it was like, I don't understand how it's different than every other time I've been there, but it was Dan Mallory, right? That was the just fascinating to talk to, and you know what, with the small group, there's two or three gathered around each time and things, so just remarkable anyhow. So thank you to the REC committee for organizing that.
Good. Councillor Zuma.
Had library meeting, but you have the minutes there on that.
Very detailed minutes.
Yes. Yes, they are very detailed. And then the Belvedere, there was supposedly a public meeting up in Whitestone today, the regular council meeting, and Art Coles and Don Carmichael were going to do the presentation like they did here for McKellar about the light lease units, but they canceled that, so I can't report on anything that they've...
There was some notice of cancellation, or it just happened?
No. Well, I guess they received the notice. The CEO, Michelle Hendry, received notice, but she forgot to notify me, so I think it must have been at the last minute that they canceled, so I'm not sure. And I don't know when they'll reschedule, but...
Okay.
That's it.
Just briefly, there is a historical committee meeting tomorrow at 3:30, and always interested, any interested individuals that want to attend are more than welcome. So,
where is it, Mike?
Right here in the council chambers.
Okay.
Yeah, 3:30.
3:30?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I got anything on or not, but I'd be curious.
Yeah, if you show up, you're recruited. So.
Yeah.
And maybe Carly can give us a little update on Starlink and where we're at, because we're attempting, but there are problems.
We contracted Muskoka Starlink to install the infrastructure here at the municipal office. So Gord Fry came in on Friday, March 24th, and then the next day, March 25th and 26th, our IT coordinator hooked up the office. Unfortunately, download speeds were good, but uploads were very poor at only 0.2 megabits per second. So that wasn't enough capacity to have the office running off Starlink. So Gord and Dan have been back and forth on many issues, and basically three main issues have been identified. So number one, Starlink sent us a faulty router. So we put in a service ticket. We're having to send back the router they sent us, and then they will send us a new one. It's not yet determined how long that will take. Secondly, the dish that was installed on the municipal office building, it may need to be moved due to interference, or there's another antenna beside the dish that may be causing interference. Gord Fry will be back on Thursday to determine what the interference is. Thirdly and lastly, a new firewall will need to be purchased. Starlink does not work with our current firewall we have. Our IT coordinator just provided a quotation today, so it came in at $960.50, and that's including HST. He also noted that another port interface will most likely need to be purchased, and that should not be more than $200. So we're still very actively currently working on having Starlink provided to the municipal office first, and then we would have it available to the library as well. There are issues that were out of our control, obviously, when we were sent a faulty router. So we are working diligently to have Starlink up and running, and hope to have the next meetings up and running for a Zoom link, but at this time we're unable to provide a date just because we're not sure when the router's going to arrive.
Excellent.
Can I suggest...
Not good news, but excellent.
Yeah, we're giving it.
That with Scotia, they have all kinds of promises online about installation support and everything else for the business product. There is no phone number you can phone, but we can raise a ticket because we have an open account now. And just raise these issues and say there's no reason whatsoever that they couldn't ship us a new not router, sorry, what was it that was?
It is a router. So BoardFry is a certified Starlink installer through Starlink. So he has weight, and if he submits the ticket, it's dealt with much faster than if I were to submit the ticket on behalf of the township. So Gord and Dan are working together. They submitted the ticket using Gord's name, so that's going to speed up the process. But again, we're just not sure how long it's going to take for the router to get to the municipal office.
Sounds like they're on it. This is something, an anomaly, I guess, because of the other antenna that we have there, probably, and the router, of course.
No, I'm glad that we have a certified, qualified Starlink rep doing this and figuring out with our IT expert these issues. I don't know if any of any. Anyways, I'm glad that we have someone who's qualified.
Okay,
good suggestion.
Any other committee reports? Nope. Okay, on to consent agenda. Resolution 23-272, moved by Councillor Haskins, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Question, comment, period, related items on the agenda. Hearing none. Resolution 23-273, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskell. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby given bylaw number 2023-31, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council, the first and second reading, and further read a third time in past and open Council this 4th day of April 2023. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Adjournment 23-274, moved by Councillor Haskins, seconded by Councillor Ryan. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township McKellar adjourned this meeting at
7:36
p.m. to meet again on April 14th, 2023 at 1 p.m. for a special open meeting of Council to continue discussion on the 2023 draft budget, or at the call of the Mayor. All the question, all those in favor? Not opposed. Carried.
Later we'll look at that time and think it's a typo.
It must be AM or something, supposedly.